Thank you very much, Randy. In studio with me, Elliot Miller. He's editor-in-chief of the Christian Research Journal. And this is a very special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We are going to focus in on the current special edition of the Christian Research Journal. I want to take just a moment before I introduce Elliot formally to set up the situation that we're going to be discussing today. And this goes all the way back to 2003, when I asked Elliot Miller to join me for a meeting with representatives of Living Stream Ministry. This is a ministry which supports the local church movement founded by Watchman Nee and his protege, Witness Lee. Now, during that meeting, Elliot and I heard stirring affirmations of the very doctrines that the local churches allegedly denied. One by one, in their own words, representatives of the local churches testified to their belief in one God revealed in three persons who are eternally distinct, to the reality that human beings can never ontologically attain godhood, and to the fact that they were only the church, not the only church. And as a result of that meeting back in 2003, I initiated a research project culminating in this expanded cover story of this special edition of the Christian Research Journal. Now, if you've never subscribed to the Christian Research Journal, you want to start today, and you could do so on the World Wide Web at equip.org, or when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. You can even do it by mail. Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. What we did is we initiated a special research project. Again, it's in this edition of the Christian Research Journal. And that research was conducted not only in the United States of America, but also in China, in Taiwan, South Korea, England. And it involved careful evaluation of literally hundreds of books, of papers, of church documents, audio, video recordings, even court documents. And the result of this primary research is encapsulated in three words. The words are on the front cover of this journal. The three words are, "We were wrong." In fact, I still remember Elliot Miller saying those three words, "I was wrong," to a man in China who had suffered imprisonment for a total of 24 years. That just falls off our tongue. But think about it, being in prison for 24 years, not 4 years, 24 years. And these words, therefore, were not merely uttered in a moment of emotion. No. Quite frankly, these words were uttered after years of painstaking primary research. Now, look, I don't want to gloss this over. We have significant doctrinal differences with this movement known as the local churches on non-essential issues. And if you want proof positive of that, just get my book, The Apocalypse Code. But when it comes to essential Christian doctrine, the very doctrines for which the martyrs spilled their blood, we stand shoulder to shoulder with people in the local churches. The Christian Research Institute, and I want to underscore this, has never shied away from controversy. Y2K is a classic case in point. The cover story of the 1999 edition of the Christian Research Journal was titled "The Millennium Bug Debugged." And as a result, we were characterized back then as blind to truth, downright uninformed, like an ostrich with your head in the sand. In fact, when I suggested on the Bible Answer Man broadcast that Y2K would not even be a top 10 news story in the year 2000, I was summarily accused of causing complacency within the body of Christ. And then there was another significant controversy. It involved Herbert W. Armstrong's Worldwide Church of God. I still vividly recall the controversy that erupted when I began meeting with church leaders. Yet, in 1994, the Christian Research Journal and the Bible Answer Man broadcast were privileged to be the first to publicly announce that the Worldwide Church of God had embarked upon a course virtually uncharted in church history. A course that took them from the kingdom of the cults to the kingdom of Christ. And I was blessed to be able to write the foreword to a book by Joseph Tkach, president of the Worldwide Church of God, which was titled Transformed by Truth. Today he's not only my dear friend, but he is my brother in Christ, someone who has made the pilgrimage from cultism to Christ. Well, Joseph Tkach, by God's grace, was able to utter the words, "We were wrong." And we now express those self-same words regarding our stance on Watchman Nee, Witness Lee, and the local churches. And look, this has not been painless. The cost has been enormous. Integrity has been questioned, motives challenged, slander. As a result, support has been compromised. If I heard it once, I heard it 1,000 times. How can 70 Christian leaders who signed an open letter calling the local churches to confess their false doctrines and their false practices be wrong? Surely the integrity of the Christian Research Institute, dare I say it, has been compromised. Well, in the midst of the turmoil, I have reminded our staff that ministry is no place for a popularity contest. That it's not about the size of the platform. It's not about being politically correct. At the end of the day, we do what we do because truth matters. And whatever the cost, let me tell you this, it pales by comparison to that borne by the persecuted church in China. Indeed, by the persecuted church around the world. That reality is not just a theory for me. It was memorialized in a moment forever emblazoned upon my mind. A Chinese woman, brilliant smile, had just finished communicating the experience of incarceration due to reading unauthorized material in an unauthorized meeting. There was not a hint of self-pity, only the radiance of a follower of Christ who had experienced the reality of authentic New Testament Christianity. And when she finished, she thanked me for standing for truth, no matter what the cost. Never have I felt more unworthy. Whatever I face pales by comparison to what she and multitudes like her have suffered. Perhaps no three words are more likely to stick in our throats than those three words, "I was wrong." And yet for a ministry committed to the maxim, "Because truth matters," the willingness to utter these words is not an option, it is an essential. And what I've just said, I've communicated not just verbally, but in writing, in the From the President column under the title, We Were Wrong. How important is truth to us? Is it important enough to us to be able to say, I was wrong? How important is it to be right with our Heavenly Father? Enough to ask forgiveness of people who have been maligned for years? How important is the love of Christ to us, enough to embrace in Christian fellowship people we once distrusted and resented? Despite the fact that many cultural and non-essential theological differences still exist between us, can we still say we were wrong? Those are questions posed by Elliot Miller in this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. And again, he joins me now in studio. We want to talk about this in detail for a lot of reasons. We as believers need to learn how to do discernment ministry properly. We need to look carefully at how investigative journalism is being done within the Christian church. Oftentimes, it's not investigative journalism. It's the yellow journalism practiced in the world imported into the church. So often, we are stuck in our own psycho-epistemological cocoons, in a linguistic hall of mirrors, and we think somehow or other we have been able to fully codify the mystery of the nature of God in our language and denounce those when cultural barriers are often the obstacle. We need, as Christians, to understand doctrine and theology. We need to know that theology matters. That what we are discussing in studio today is not an ivory tower debate. There are people halfway around the world sitting in prisons and dying because ideas have consequences. That's what we're talking about today, Elliot.